Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get... That's the Hollies bringing this back. The Magic Bus. Welcome to the Magic Bus of Small Business. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff is here. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that. Also gotwords.com and roadtripmojo.com. Is that
right? You got it.
Hey, I got it right this time. How about that? After 21
Booyah.
Years. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking about, in fact, by the way, folks, if you need help with your words, and who doesn't? In fact, I'm a wordsmith, and Jeff is my wordsmith's wordsmith. I make my living with words, and I still call on Jeff to help me. So if I need him, I promise you, most of you need him too. So check it out. Hey, Jeffrey, coronavirus, we're talking about home-based, connecting home-based and the coronavirus. One of the things that a lot of people are thinking about right now is, you know, and the supply chain, the people who have supply chains around the globe, they're rerouting and they're doing, you know, they're doing different things. And probably some people are saying, okay, you know, let's do some prophylactic planning here. Let's imagine, let's be proactive. Let's imagine that, you know, what would happen if our supply chain to South America got cut off, you know, and so they're doing other rerouting. So what about from the home base standpoint? A lot of people are saying now, okay, you may have to work from home. If things get out of hand, you have to work from home. What about next week? You know, people say, how about Wednesday? Let's plan on all working from home. What would we have to do today to set things up that for us to work from home 100% next Wednesday and do a shakedown cruise? What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the first place you start is by probing that idea, planting the seed in people's mind of not can you, but we're going to, what do you need to do? Because there may come an event, whether it's, like we said a moment ago, whether it's a weather event, whether it's, you know, God forbid, terrorists,
right,
whether it's a disease or illness that says that, you know, if the government says we're cutting down mass transit, only essential personnel can use mass transit if something mm-hmm. happened, you know, in any of those events. What if you just flat out couldn't get into work? What would you do? And it's better to practice now. Like when, if anyone who's ever taken a cruise, they always have their muster drills, you know, before mm-hmm. the cruise or as it's leaving port, you got to grab your funny looking, you know, life preserver. You got to gather at your muster station. That's where you shoot all your selfies. If you guys looking all weird with these big, you know, big life preservers,
yeah.
But you do it. You do it just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might make sense to, for your company, for those essential personnel who are not, I don't want to say non-essential,
make sure,
but who
make
can
sure they've
work
got
from
internet
home.
Connection at home. And Jeffrey, this is where I have, I've had laptops since the 80s, but 20 years ago, I started doing laptops with docking stations. And I haven't bought a tower, a desktop computer in over 20 years. And
right.
Every employee, everybody, all our folks here have laptops, and they can take them home. And Jeffrey, I haven't connected to, outside of my office, I haven't connected to anything but mobile on my laptop in I don't know how many years. And so when you buy a laptop, buy a mobile modem and put inside of it so that if Wi-Fi goes out, if the internet goes out on the you know, the main connection, AT&T or whoever, you still got another system, another network, mobile. If mobile goes out,
and
you got the other one
also,
too, but have a backup with your connectivity.
It also makes sense to have that. Yeah, it makes sense to have that mobile not be your primary. So if you're an AT&T cell customer and you probably have a hotspot built into your phone, go Verizon, go T-Mobile, go another brand so that if they have a network-wide, you know, an outage, say AT&T loses its service, you still have access.
I'll tell you, you need to make sure you've got an alternative to one of the landline companies. In other words, don't have. I wouldn't have AT&T Mobile, because don't forget, mobile can't connect itself to the internet. It has to go over a landline. So you want to have a I would rather have a network, a mobile network connecting me myself. I that's the reason I use Verizon. But anyway, the point is this. The point is, do a shakedown cruise. Imagine what would happen if day after tomorrow they said, you know, we recommend you work from home. And what if you're, you know, some companies out there, the employees are going to come to them and say, hey, boss, I don't want to come to work tomorrow because I'm worried that my people will infect me. Again, we're not trying to be scaremongers here. We're just thinking about what ifs. This is not like, as you said earlier, this is not any different from a hurricane or a tornado or a flood knocking us out.
Right. And this is a conversation. We've had it before.
Many times.
We've, you know, said this before. It's just right now it's you know, pertinent to have that
yep.
conversation. And in 6 months, if corona is a non-issue and you haven't done it, do it then.
Hey, Jeff, you know, this is how we keep it from being a non-issue.
Exactly.
If you do this, you're not just saving your company. You might be contributing to not spreading the darn thing.
Exactly.
This
Absolutely.
Is how we get control, and we have the ability to do it here in America. Last thoughts, Jeff.
You know what? I think now is the time, and just be proactive, be thoughtful. Don't be caught off guard with any of it. And Godspeed to all of us and those abroad who are facing this, and hopefully it won't be as bad as your, you know, our worst flu.
Home so, base, folks. You know, nobody does it better than Jeffrey. He makes it look good. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, RoadTripMojo.com. Hey, Jeffrey, good job. Come back
soon.
And stay
Wonderful.
Safe.
Thanks, Jim.
And good job doing the show with a mask on. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.